Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Brayhead Clan losing on the road in two games against Nottingham Panthers on Friday, 5-4, and to Dundee Stars, 4-1 on Saturday. I'm with the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, first of all, just a quick reflection over the two games. What was your thoughts on them?
Well, they're tough, obviously. We come out with no points. Going back yesterday was... we just had a bad first period and left the mountain too much to climb. But, the guys battled back and we were, one shot away from time in Nottingham. But you give up five goals in the first period, it's tough to climb back in an opposition barn.
You had a good month last month.
What's that?
Sorry, I was going to say you had a good month last month. Were you concerned that bus legs might have been an issue after so long not travelling?
No, that's an excuse. I mean, it's a long travel day, but everybody does it. We just didn't get out of the gate the way we wanted to. I mean, in fairness, it really was the bottom 10 minutes of that first period. And they scored some nice goals. They were opportunistic, and then they were able to hold off. I felt like we just more or less ran out of time than anything. I think we were pressing. We needed to get one in the second to really mount, I think, three goals against a team that's well-coached and with Corey there. And, they were able to shut our offense down in the third, but we got two and we just couldn't find that third, that last one.
And of course, on to the game in Dundee tonight, a 4-1 defeat. What was your thinking on that one?
That's one for the book, I guess. I honestly, Craig, I don't know. I mean, the first period, was back and forth. I thought we started the game real well. Despite going down 1-0, I thought we were the better team. And I haven't even looked, but I think we took 20 minor penalties we got called for, something like that. I don't know what we, at the end of it, I put it this way, I've never laughed and smiled more in a loss in my life. I've actually never felt more embarrassed to be a part of something in my life. It was tough and we took a lot of people to that game, and I don't think anybody who went there can disagree with anything I said. But it was a tough night, one that I hope gets reviewed, and maybe we get some answers out of it. But you know what, Dundee, they capitalize. Anytime your power play goes 3-for-20, you should expect to win, and they did tonight. So they did a good job. But positives, obviously, our penalty kill, I thought, did a great job. I thought Gary Russell made some big saves. You're getting peppered for over 20 minutes of 4-on-3, your goalie shuts the door. He did a great job for us, but it was, I have no words for it yet. I'm sure I'll find them, but none of us on this bus. And in fact, you know what? I think it sums it up when the other team is shaking their head and apologizing for what they saw. And that's kind of what went down today. And hopefully we never, ever see that again, but Craig, I don't know what to tell you. I guess if you weren't there, it sounds like I'm whining. But Dundee got 2 points, and they need 2 points, and we dropped two, and that's the result, and that's what's going to go in the record books. But it was an interesting night, to say the least. But our 5-on-3 kill, I thought, looked real sharp. So positives, we worked on some things tonight.
So it's back home on Wednesday, facing another team fighting for their playoff lives against Manchester. Have you got some work to do in the next few days?
Yeah, listen, I'm not worried about these past two games. I was anticipating a bit of a hangover from the conference, and it's something that we've addressed and we've talked about. And obviously, you know, I think apart from 10 minutes in Nottingham, I thought we played really well. I thought we actually outplayed them. And then tonight was it was just a circus. And I'm just writing this one off. I'm not going to make any more comments after this about that circus show. I mean, it was, you know, unfortunately, we took about 500 of our fans to the circus. But tonight, Wednesday, we want to get back to business here. I think we'll, like I said, it's not exactly in the coach's handbook to coach your way out of what we saw tonight. You know, it was Zach Sullivan's taking a 10 for abusive official. I think that kind of says it all. It was very, very hard to manage a group of guys tonight. But we'll refocus. We'll shake it off, and we'll get ready because we definitely want a big performance. For you know, we're running out of games at home for our fans. We want to keep that going. We've been playing well there, and we want to put a good performance on for them Wednesday.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.